Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mike Tomlin attempts to quell a Steelers QB controversy after Mitch Trubisky shines against Tom Brady and the Bucs. Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. Mitch Trubisky just played the best two quarters of any Steelers quarterback this entire season. In reward, he'll be promptly shown the bench, so long as rookie passer Kenny Pickett can pass the NFL concussion protocols in order to start Sunday night versus the Dolphins down in Miami. That concussion protocol caveat may prove difficult, however. After all, the Steelers will be facing the return of twice-concussed Dolphins QB Tua Tagovailoa. The fact that Tua sustained two ugly concussions within a four-day span has upended concussion protocols across the NFL. Would the league really want possible future franchise QB Pickett coming back too soon and getting his bell rung on national TV on Sunday Night Football? I doubt it. In recent weeks following the Tua debacle, concussed players have been missing the game following their injury. If this trend holds, Pickett won't be holding the football in Miami. Tua will be back Sunday night. Will Kenny? We'll see. Still, a medical setback would only delay the inevitable at quarterback for the Steelers. Tomlin was clear and decisive that Pickett is the starter for the long term. His unequivocal endorsement of the rookie from Pitt came after Tomlin lauded Trubisky for coming in off the bench and aggressively pursuing victory against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last Sunday. In the 20-18 win, Trubisky logged a 142.4 passer rating. That's a whopping 100 points higher than in Trubisky's last outing. Meanwhile, Pickett in his first start at home threw a touchdown on a solid opening drive, but then he and the offense got bogged down. When he went down with the concussion in the third quarter, Pickett's stat line was 11 of 18 passes for 67 yards, one TD, and no interceptions. But they struggled after that opening drive. Now, in less than two quarters of relief, Trubisky blazed ahead with 12 completions for 44 yards, including four drive-extending third-down conversions in the final two offensive series, and a touchdown. The Steelers held the ball for the final four-plus minutes, and Brady never got the chance to come off the bench to pull any late-game heroics. In short, this is the way the 2022 Steelers were built to win. So why is Tomlin dismissing Trubisky's compelling relief performance in order to revert right back to the still-developing Pickett, provided he passes the concussion protocols? Well, the coach insists it's all about consistency. Tomlin doesn't want to blow in the wind. He doesn't want to flip the script back and forth. He wants the entire team to know who the starting quarterback is so they can rally around him. Said Tomlin, quote, "We're going to be somewhat steady. I've been consistent in my messaging regarding the decision-making in that position. I think it helps those who are playing. It helps the team in terms of who to follow. We're not going to flip the script now," unquote. Hey, these are all worthy goals. But above all, the overriding objective must be about winning now, or as Tomlin says, quote, "aggressively pursuing victory." Tomlin's 2-4 team is now just a game out of the division lead in the AFC North. They're right in the thick of things. Moreover, the rest of the team seems to be gelling, especially the defense, where nearly every player stepped up to throttle Brady and the Bucs on third down, despite a depleted secondary. The defense looks to be reinvigorated. Much maligned players such as linebacker Devin Bush and safety Terrell Edmonds are finally showing the promise the Steelers saw in them on draft day. The unit should only get better as other injured stars return in the coming weeks. In short, Pittsburgh is rising. The division is there for the taking. To take it, Tomlin must go with the quarterback who can deliver those wins now, not a passer in training as the future of the franchise. Is Pickett the QB who can win now, or is it Trubisky? Certainly the way Trubisky played when he opened the season as the Steelers starter, he was not. The QB drafted second overall was looking for his second chance with the Steelers, but he seemed to be looking over his shoulder, knowing that mistakes would have him pulled in favor of Pickett. That finally happened during halftime against the Jets. It was something of a shocking switch at the time. Now, reports are leaking out of the Steelers' locker room that a halftime shouting match between Trubisky and disgruntled receiver Deontay Johnson precipitated the change at quarterback. For his part, Tomlin would neither confirm nor deny these reports, and he seemed to indicate that either way, the incident wasn't a big deal and certainly wasn't the reason for the QB switch. That change was made because Pickett would give the Steelers a spark. That spark lasted through the first drive against Tampa Bay, then it was snuffed out. Pickett and the offense got stymied. But when Pickett went out with the concussion, it was Trubisky who reignited the Steelers' attack. Mitch didn't just play to win. He let loose as if he had nothing to lose. Quote, "When you kind of get thrown in there, you just might be thinking a little less," Trubisky said. "I just wanted to be aggressive and free." Well, he was certainly the best quarterback to string together two quarters for the Steelers all season long. It was enough to beat Tom Brady, but not sufficient for Trubisky to win back the starting job. The only thing that would allow him to continue under center this coming week are the medical reports and the abundance of caution surrounding Kenny Pickett's concussion. Tomlin indicated this should not be a problem. Pickett was expected to be cleared for a full week of practice with the first team offense in preparation for the Dolphins. In other words, it's all systems go. Nothing to see here. Kenny Pickett is the Steelers starter now and for the rest of the season. Hey, but this is the NFL. Every week is a mini season in itself. The rest of the Steelers are finally stepping up. To keep stacking wins, the Steelers need the best player at every position, most especially at quarterback. And should Pickett's concussion sideline him, and Trubisky produces a gleaming performance under the lights in Miami on Sunday Night Football, well, then all bets are off. The coming weeks will tell if Tomlin has the right player behind center. To aggressively pursue victory right now, this season, the head coach must get this most crucial of all decisions correct. The future, well, it can take care of itself at a later date. We'll have much more on the raging QB debate in Pittsburgh in a minute. But right now, I want to remind you to check out my print column First Thing Thursday on Penn Live. It will be packed with plenty of memes bringing this QB debate to life. Right now, let's get right to it. And to start, we go to the great Mark Caboli, and he's getting inside Mike Tomlin's mind to analyze his thinking on sticking with Pickett over the resurgent Mitch Trubisky, who upended Brady and the Bucs last Sunday. Caboli says it's all about consistency for Mike Tomlin, and he writes this in The Athletic on the all-important QB decision that the coach has made. Quote, "Consistency was the message Tomlin followed from the outset and will continue to follow," or something like that. Even though Tomlin was hell-bent on going with Trubisky to start the season over Pickett, he surprisingly benched Trubisky at halftime of the Jets game in week four. And even though Trubisky put together a game-winning, eye-opening performance in the fourth quarter Sunday to upset the 10-point road-favored Buccaneers after an ineffective Pickett left with a concussion, Tomlin is sticking with the consistency angle. Or as he said Tuesday, quote, "We aren't going to blow in the wind," unquote. The correct cliche might have been spit into the wind, but the point was made. Pickett will resume his starting role as soon as he is cleared from concussion protocol, which could be as early as Saturday in time for Sunday night's game against the Dolphins in South Florida. Quote, "I'll say this, if he's cleared to play, he'll play. He'll play quarterback for us," Tomlin said. The big caveat is if Pickett is cleared. As of now, Tomlin is approaching it like Pickett is going to be available for Sunday night's game, unquote. Good stuff from Mark Caboli with The Athletic, but is it the right decision on Tomlin's behalf, especially with the Steelers now just a game out of first in the competitive, some would say disappointing, AFC North? Well, Mark Caboli considers this too and comes up with a different conclusion than Tomlin did at who is the best QB to win now. Caboli writes this, quote, "Can this team turn around a 1-4 start to be competitive through a tight AFC North division, currently a game out of first place? Or is it all just a waste of time? Because that is the difference between sticking with and continuing to develop rookie Kenny Pickett while on the job or handing the reins back to Mitch Trubisky. You can make an argument for either quarterback, but if your goal is to win now, the Trubisky who replaced the concussed Pickett midway through the third quarter Sunday, that is the person who gives the Steelers the best chance to win now. Now, I'm not talking about the scared to throw an interception Mitch, not the looking over his shoulder Mitch, basically, Mitch Trubisky trying to win a game compared to being scared to death to lose it. That's who I'm talking about. Trubisky completed 9 of 12 passes for 144 yards and the first touchdown to a Steelers wide receiver this year when he connected with Chase Claypool from 6 yards out with 9 minutes 55 seconds left to play in the game. He converted 3rd and 13, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 15, and 3rd and 11 over a 12-play span on the final two drives of the game. He finished with a passer rating of 142.4, more than 100 points higher than the last time he played for the Steelers. In short, Trubisky looked like the guy whom Tomlin adored throughout the spring and summer. Well, at least the uninhibited version. Quote, "Yeah, I guess so," Trubisky said when asked if he was more willing to take chances than in prior games. "It just felt good today. I was ready to go. I was just playing within the play and trying to make plays and go out to win the game. I liked our aggressive mindset in the second half, especially when I came in. I just wanted to carry that. I just came in with an aggressive mindset," unquote. Now, may I say, without any ill intent directed at the local fan favorite Pickett, that Trubisky gives the Steelers their best chance to win right now, especially with how the defense played. After an impressive opening drive Sunday that resulted in a rare touchdown, the Steelers under Pickett managed drives of minus 9, 2, 1, and 5 yards, sandwiched around a 44-yard drive. But what happened over the final 4 drives of the game under Trubisky, great defense, running the ball, and the quarterback making plays, that's how these Steelers envisioned they would win games this year. In short, Trubisky made the plays, unquote. Again, Caboli taking the side of Trubisky as your quarterback to win now. But does he go back on the bench as the Steelers stick with Pickett? Well, who knows? Ron Cook, the spot-on columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, isn't so sure. And he says Tomlin has been anything but consistent when it comes to handling the post-Ben Roethlisberger era at the Steelers QB position. Cook writes this, quote, Are you as confused as I am? Do you agree Tomlin has been anything but consistent in his quarterback decision-making? Do you think Trubisky wonders what happened to that steely resolve? Do you think Pickett wonders if at least a little bit of wind change will blow Tomlin in a different direction? All viable questions. I'm still not convinced Pickett will start Sunday night in Miami. The Steelers, who most recently were in the concussed protocol, Terrell Edmonds, Pat Freiermuth, and Levi Wallace, all missed one game. The NFL teams appear to be more diligent and proceeding with more caution with concussions after the fiasco with Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, although Tomlin disputed that as it relates to Pickett. It has no bearing on what's been transpiring with the Joneses or the other people around the National Football League. We just feel real good about our medical expertise. The things going on currently have little bearing on my mentality, unquote, said Tomlin. I should say here I'm all in favor of going back to Pickett despite Trubisky giving the team its best quarterback play all season in his quarter and a half against the Buccaneers. Pickett is the quarterback of the future, not Trubisky. Hall of Famer Rod Woodson said that exact same thing a few weeks ago before Tomlin turned to Pickett in the Jets game. Hall of Famer-to-be Ben Roethlisberger said the same thing on his podcast Monday, quote, I would love to see Pickett play with these young players on offense. You have young receivers, you have a young running back. I think to let those guys grow together and to have chemistry together on the field is really going to help this football team later in the year. That was Rod Woodson. Then came this from Ben Roethlisberger, quote, I don't think Mitch is under any delusion he's going to win the job back. I don't think it happens like that. Even if Kenny goes on this bad streak of playing really bad football for like 4 or 5, 6 weeks, I don't think they're ever going to pull him out. I think that's too hard to seesaw or roller coaster with the two quarterbacks, unquote. Roethlisberger is probably right. Still, I can't wait to see what happens next. This quarterback story is hardly finished. Nothing will surprise me. Mason Rudolph as the starter for a game? Not even that, unquote. Well, Ron Cook nails it, and there you have it, Steelers Nation. This QB position could remain a turnstile for these 2022 Steelers. The only way to know what will happen next is to stay tuned. And of course, we'll cover it all right here on your Steelers Update podcast, beginning with the big Sunday night game down in Miami. Go Steelers and whoever happens to be under center against the Dolphins. And of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for your real-time Steelers news.